If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are joined by our second and third place finishers in tonight's 19th annual JAG Medals 350 Driving Hurricane Harvey Relief in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. And our runner-up is the driver of the 19, Austin Cindric, the driver of the 19 Fitzgerald Glider Kits Ford. And then we have our third place finisher, Christopher Bell, driver of the number 4 JBL Toyota. Let's start with you, Austin. Man, there's a wild race out there tonight. Have to be happy, though, that you're going to be going into Phoenix with a good standing, and your hopes of making the championship four are pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, tonight was a representative night of how I feel strength-wise this team is. It's personally my best mile-and-a-half race to date, not just finishing position, but how we worked through the weekend, how we adjusted the truck. I mean, we weren't the best off the truck, and I felt like we were one of the best trucks by the end of practice, so I'm proud of that, and I'm proud of my guys. And I think it's youth versus experience tonight, and experience won more ways than one. Johnny taught me a few things, but at the same time, he taught me well. He basically passed me for the race win, so definitely some things to keep in the notebook, but all in all, good night. Like you said, we're above the cutoff line. I've raced against Ben since we've been Legends cars, and I know he'll be aggressive, and I know he'll be up there right at the end. So he and I have become relatively good friends, so I'm sure it'll be a pretty solid fight there in Phoenix. So I'm excited to see what it has and try and get to the championship four with BKR and give us a shot to win a championship.
Christopher, how was the race from your perspective? I know you found victory lane back here in June, but coming in tonight third, walk through the race from your perspective and how you feel going into Phoenix.
Yeah, stage one went right as planned, and then we were able to get the lead there, pit, take four tires, and then from that point on, we kind of seemed to be mired back the entire night, and I could fight my way up through to, you know, the top five, top three, and then I kind of just got stalled out and couldn't make any more hay. But our JBL Tundra had, you know, it handled really good, but everybody's trucks handled really good tonight. So whenever we pitted, we got left out by ourselves, and you know, I don't know. I don't know if maybe I could have charged pit road a little bit harder or accelerated a little bit better off pit road to beat those guys out. But that was ultimately the race.
Okay. We'll go ahead and open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start here with Reed, and then we'll go to Wolfgang.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Austin, at the end there, did you feel like you had a faster truck than Johnny did? And what was he doing to keep you behind him?
I feel like anybody running behind somebody is going to have a faster truck here, and I think Christopher kind of alluded to that. Everyone was relatively good once you got in the pack and in the draft, and I honestly think that's the only reason why Christopher wasn't up with us fighting for the win, just because we pitted on different sequence and Johnny and I could draft away. So I think the draft was huge, but also, like you could see there, you could block like Ryan Newman and stay in the lead for about 30-odd laps like I did before Johnny got to my outside. He noticed I was a bit loose at the beginning of the race, and there was a few times that my tailpipes probably marked on his door, and he took advantage of that, and it's what you got to do to win these races, and Johnny's one of those guys that takes advantage of that anytime he can.
Go next to Wolfgang, then to Bob.
Yeah, question also for us. You have a follow-up from Reed's question. You think maybe with 2-3 laps more distance, you have caught Johnny Sauter at the end? It looked like you came very close.
Right. Yeah, I was trying to time my run for the at least second to last lap or the last lap, because I knew he was going to be able to hang on the outside of me. But obviously, like I said, I'd be loose on the inside of somebody, so it's obviously hard to time your run. I was kind of hoping for lap traffic to be able to get somewhere where I could at least have a nose up on him. But like I alluded to, it's very hard to figure out a way, because it's pretty easy with that dog leg to block somebody down low like I was doing at that 24 all the way through the run. I mean, it was definitely going to be a challenge if I was able to get it done. But I think if you go back and watch how Johnny passed me for the lead beginning of stage three, that's probably about the only way you're going to do it.
We'll go to Bob and then to Chris.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Austin, it looked like you were better, I want to say, in 3 and 4 than Johnny, is that right? And did you think at some point he would make a mistake, or is that pretty much what you were relying on for you to get by?
So running 1 and 2, in 3 and 4, it's just because we're both wide open, and it's basically a straightaway here for the truck series, so you have a huge draft. I think our biggest strength was probably when I was about 10 back from people, being able to stay hooked around the white line. I felt like that's where I gained a lot of ground on Johnny before I could really catch the draft while he was drafting other guys. So I felt like that was a huge gain. That's really stuff that we worked on in practice, like I talked about earlier. So honestly, it's hard to say if I had a better strength than he did. I definitely think he was able to suck up a little bit better than I was, at least while running behind people. But either way.
Next to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Austin, 10th last weekend in Martinsville, second tonight. What's your strategy going to Phoenix next weekend? Do you guys do you race hard for the win, or do you guys protect your spot?
Patiently aggressive. If that's a contradiction, I'm sorry, but that's how these playoffs are. I mean, you got to be aggressive because you got to get stage points. I mean, 5 points, that's Ben finishing fifth in the first stage and me not getting stage points. I mean, it's that important. So you have to be qualifying up front. You have to be running up front in the stages. I think you saw how important stage points were with the pit sequence with guys in the first stage. I mean, I think the first six trucks were all six playoff guys because everybody else came in because that was the smarter thing to do for the race. So it's proven that stage points are super important. So we're going to be focused on qualifying so we can stay up front because Phoenix is hard to pass. And obviously if we can contend for a race win, contend for a race win.
Any additional questions? Well, gentlemen, thanks for the show tonight, and good luck next week in Phoenix.
Thank you.